This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I think it was Arthur C. Clarke who said that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. And he's right about that. Let me give you an interesting example. I've been analyzing alien technology theory recently in preparation for a presentation that I'm going to be giving in Branson, Missouri. I'll explain that in a second. But I've been looking at faster-than-light drive systems, or FTL drives, and the theory of how they might work and how much energy they would consume and so on. And just as a quick summary, these work by projecting a bubble around your ship, and the bubble warps space-time rather dramatically through the expenditure of a tremendous amount of energy, of course. We're talking antimatter-powered engines. And as a result, they cause you to move faster than the speed of light through space without suffering through acceleration and deceleration, and without actually having to break the laws of physics that say you can't exceed the speed of light. And in essence, these warp drives are bending space right around your ship. And this has actually been talked about by physicists in pop culture today and sometimes in the news media and so on. And I don't recall the name, but there was one physicist who had done an estimate of the amount of antimatter that it would take to project a warp bubble around a ship that could move the ship at 10 times the speed of light, or what we call 10C. And that came out to 200 kilograms of antimatter. Now, maybe we could talk about antimatter later, but what's fascinating to me is that if you could move at 10 times the speed of light by projecting this field around your ship, you could dodge bullets. So you could dodge anything, because I've done the math on this. If you could move at 10 times the speed of light, in 1 microsecond, your ship could appear to jump 3 kilometers. That's in 1/1,000,000th of a second. So if you do the math, you know, the speed of light, 2.99 whatever times 10 to the 8th, I think, and you take a microsecond, and then you multiply the result by 10 because you're moving at 10 times the speed of light. I think if you check my math, it comes out to 3 kilometers in 1/1,000,000th of a second. So if there's an alien ship, let's say, that's in battle with another alien ship, or maybe it's just flying around in the sky, and you see it just blip out, just disappear, and then there's a ship that appears somewhere else, 3 kilometers away. To us, to the human eye, it would appear instantaneous, even though the ship has actually moved 3 kilometers in 1 microsecond by bending space-time, by projecting this warp bubble around the ship using a tremendous amount of energy. Thus, it would appear to us that a ship has teleported. So teleportation is what is how we would perceive it. That's the observation of what's happening. But teleportation is not possible. I mean, not of large ships. I mean, maybe you could teleport electrons, you know, spin states of quantum mechanics and qubits and things. But we're talking about spaceships with beings on them, you know, and cargo, whatever. How could an entire spaceship teleport? Well, it can't. It's actually moving by warping space-time around it, expending all this energy, and moving 3 kilometers in 1 microsecond. So this is why the U.S. military can't shoot down alien spacecraft, because the spacecraft can always blip out and blip back in. They can appear to teleport. And this has been reported by many observers in the military and elsewhere on the ground and so on over the years. A lot of this kind of description, like, oh, it vanished, you know, it was here and then it was gone. And there was nothing there, and then all of a sudden it appeared. And all of these things are explainable when you understand warp drives. So even if you're moving at the speed of light, not even 10 times the speed of light, but the speed of light itself, then in one microsecond, you could move 300 meters. Right? Is that right? Yeah, 300 meters. So 300 meters is a lot. You know, 3 football field lengths, you can move that far in 1 microsecond by moving at the speed of light. That's how far light travels in 1 microsecond. And it would, of course, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to do this. And it requires advanced alien technology. Obviously, we don't have this technology in the possession of Earth, Earth scientists right now. We don't have that tech. But there are obviously civilizations that are millions of years more advanced than we are, and that have had all of this time to develop advanced technology that appears indistinguishable from magic to us. Now, the really cool thing about all of this is that once you understand that faster than light travel exists, and you understand what it takes to harness energy to create the fuel of FTL travel, and what energy sources there are in the universe in order to be harvested to generate antimatter, then you begin to understand that there is a cosmic economy, there is territory and territory concerns. Emitters of focused energy in the galaxy have very high value. They're kind of like the oil wells of our Milky Way galaxy and beyond. And so those are pulsars or magnetars. They are special types of, well, collapsed stars, basically, that emit energy and X-rays and neutrons sometimes, and, you know, depending on what it is, massive amounts of energy in a focused direction. Those would be sort of claimed and owned and harvested by advanced alien civilizations in order to focus that energy and create antimatter. Antimatter would then power the FTL drives on all of their ships. So as a civilization, the more antimatter you have, well, the stronger your civilization is, the more dominant it is. It means you can travel, you can send military ships around, you can transport your beings, you can colonize planets, you can move quickly across the universe. You know, the more antimatter fuel you have, the faster you can travel because the stronger your warp drives can be. This is the same thing as on Earth today, the most dominant civilizations have control over oil or maybe nuclear bombs. You know, it's whoever owns the tech owns society and controls the territory. And the same thing is true on a cosmic level, on a galactic level, the Milky Way. There are about 500 billion pulsars. Every one of those stars is a fuel source to generate antimatter that propels spacecraft at faster than light speeds and can also cause them to appear to teleport. So, you know, to dodge bullets or to dodge beams or kinetic weapons. That's why you can't shoot down an alien craft, because it just dodges it in a microsecond. It moves, you know, kilometers away. Of course, it costs it a tremendous amount of energy to do that. So that's why they need all this energy. They need really collapsed stars have to be harvested to create antimatter, which can only be created really synthetically in, very exotic conditions. You could create antimatter. You could harvest it by the kilogram. It would be very expensive to make unless you could tap into all this free energy of collapsing stars. So I've got a presentation coming up at the Gen 6 conference, and I'm going to be explaining all this and covering exotic technology, alien tech, and also exobiological economics. And we'll be talking about all this and intergalactic travel and things like that as part of my presentation. And you can attend in person. I think it's 95% sold out. It's September 12th in Branson, Missouri. Tickets are available at gen6.com. That's G-E-N, like Genesis, Gen 6, S-I-X, gen6.com. You can also get live streaming tickets to watch the presentation as well as watch the other presenters who are there all weekend. I'm not the only presenter. And you could also, after the fact, you can purchase DVDs, I think, of the whole event. I'm not compensated for any of the tickets, by the way. I'm just letting you know, if you want to watch all this, it's going to be really fascinating. So it begins Friday night, I think it's September 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. In Branson, Missouri. You can check it out. I'm going to be talking about this and much more and presenting some very interesting information about the way our cosmos works. So check it out if you're interested, gen6.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and keep reading my websites, naturalnews.com and even science.news. I also publish space.news, where I cover some of this space travel, exotic technologies, things like that, space.news. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.